I'm going to talk to you about how to start a company the right way. And you might think you start a business from an idea, and I will tell you, you are absolutely wrong. That's my buzzer tone, in case you didn't pick it up. So how do you start a business if not from an idea? Well, let me start by saying this. As an entrepreneur and a founder, most of you listening to this have ideas all the time. You have ideas in the shower, you have ideas brushing your teeth, walking, jogging, exercising, when you're sleeping, and then you say to yourself, oh my goodness, I'm just filled with ideas. I need to turn one of these ideas into a business. And then someone calls you and gives you another idea, and boom, bam, you say to yourself, this is a sign. I need to start this business. Well, no. Put on your brakes. Step back, sit down, relax. Those are not signs. That's just your overactive, amazing brain doing what it's created to do, which is keep on thinking. But that is not a sign that that's the business you should start. Now, what do you need to do to start a business? Where should that come from? And that's what I'm about to tell you. It should come from passion. Passion is the ground zero of where you need to be when you're thinking about starting any kind of business. Now, why do I say that? Well, because with passion, you are self-motivated. You want to do it. You're just eager to do whatever that business is. And what is passion? What's that all about? Well, to find out what your passion is, you have to think to yourself, if I had all the money in the world, and I didn't have to work for anything, I didn't have to work to pay my bills and all that stuff, what do I really want to do? What would I love to do with my time? It could be riding a bicycle. It could be gardening. It could be surfing. It could be traveling. It could be reading. Anything. What would you do? That is your passion. So the very first thing you need to do is figure out what is your passion. What will you do for free? Assuming all bills were paid for, every family member is fine, you're good, everything is good, you just want to just relax and do something that you're passionate about. So you need to start from there and figure out what your passion is. Now, after you have figured out your passion, and I want you to write that down somewhere, you need to start thinking about how can I create a business out of that passion? So you want to connect with people who are in that industry, whatever your passion project is. Just connect with people in that industry and see, you know, what can I do in this industry that, you know, I can make myself stand out just a little bit. So I'll give you an example of me. My passion, my current passion project, and that's something I should talk about really quick. Your passion can change over time. As you get older, as you get more mature, as you get more established in life, and things change in your life, your passions can 100% change. So don't think what you're doing now is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Absolutely not. You're an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur, which means I start stuff I'm passionate about, and then eventually I move on to something else. Nothing wrong with that. So once you've come up with that passion and you start talking to other people in that industry or sector, you try and start differentiating yourself. So right now, my passion project is connecting people. I absolutely love connecting people. Now, that's connecting people from a business perspective. I'm no matchmaker, so do not call me and say, hey, connect me with her, or hey, connect me with him. No, that's not the kind of connections I like doing. I love connecting people to other people or businesses that can help them grow. That is my passion. I've been doing that for years and years and years, and I'm super excited that I have the ability to work on that as a passion project right now. And that's my passion. So I've developed a company that's all about connecting founders and people that can help founders grow. That's my passion. It might not be yours, but that's mine. And then once I came up with my passion project, because I did go and do an exercise of just writing things I love doing. And the number one thing I love doing is I love talking to people and helping people out. And most of the times when you help people out, mentoring and all that stuff, you end up connecting them with other people. And that's how my passion project came about. So think about your passion project and then think about how you can tweak it just a little bit. So if I've tweaked mine by ensuring when I connect a founder with a connector, I can do that on a platform basis, not as an individual myself trying to connect people I talk to, but doing it on a platform basis, utilizing AI and different things like that. Think about your passion project. How can you make tweaks to it? How can you modify it? So it's a little bit unique and it's not just a standard product in the industry or in your sector. So most people call this your unique selling proposition. In this example, let's call it your innovation, because you need to be innovative, and being innovative means you're tweaking something just a little bit because you want to stand out. So once you've come up with your passion, start trying to think about how can you tweak it so it's innovative in the market and innovative in business. Now that could come in many forms. I just want you to know about that. It can come in the form of how you do business. It can come in the form of how you present your business, or it can come in the form of how you price your business. Three different forms. You can price it in such a way that you're not charging per hour, you're charging by success rate, or you're charging per week, or you're charging per month on a subscription basis, or something like that. You can always tweak it to match you and what you like, but you're tweaking it to set off some kind of differentiating factor between you and your competitor. So that's one thing you can do. You can tweak the way you market your product. You can market it on social media as opposed to traditional media. And you can use, you know, different elements. You can use, you know, influencers, for example, and your competitors are not using influencers. You can think of different things, and you can do a strategic one where you actually partner with another company. So you are improving your brand, because guess what? You have no brand. And I'll talk about that in a second. So you can do that and try and figure out how you can differentiate yourself. Now, one of the big things in differentiating yourself and putting yourself out there is your network. You need to define what your network needs to be in order to grow your business. So for example, I spoke to you about me and my new company, Founder Centered, and how Founder Centered is trying to blow up and really just expand and help connect founders with people who want to help founders. So I'm looking at my network. I'm looking at network on LinkedIn. I'm connecting with schools. I'm connecting with businesses. I'm connecting with speaker organizations. I'm connecting with almost any institution that houses a bunch of founders, like incubators and accelerators. So forming relationships with all of them. You need to look at what sector you are looking to penetrate with your passion idea and see what kind of networks that you have in that industry. And if you don't have any networks in that industry, it's okay. Build that network. Go to the organizations and the conferences and all that stuff. Build that network so you can start, you know, being known in that industry, because it is key for you to build your business and to build your passion. And they will see, they will feel your passion when you're talking to them. It will ooze off you because you're doing something you're passionate about. You don't have to work hard to show that you're into your business and all of that stuff. People can read your body language. People can read who you are and what you're doing, and they will understand that you are super passionate about this product. So you'll be able to get people to mentor you, to work with you. When you go to conferences and you meet with people, those conversations will be super easy. And knowing that you have a passion project and you're networking, it helps significantly, because you will need self-motivation. And that comes at a cost, because when you're building a company, guess what? If you're not self-motivated, as the saying goes, you will be punched in the face so many times. If you're punched so many times and you fall down on your face, guess what? You don't get back up. But if you fall on your back, you look up, you will get back up. So you need to be motivated, and your passion project will motivate you significantly as opposed to just a random idea from a friend and said, let's start some crypto company, let's start making skateboards, let's start a fashion business and all that stuff. Stuff that you're not interested in, but they might be, and stuff that might be a fad and all that stuff. No, passion project, that's all we want, and that's what I want you to start at when you're thinking about a business. Now, after you've come up with this passion project and your unique selling proposition and how you've innovated it and you've built that network, you need to start thinking about pricing. Now, pricing has two elements that you need to worry about. One is competitive pricing, and two is convenience. You need to worry about how you compare with other people in the market, mostly when you're starting a brand new business, because you do not have a brand. When you don't have a brand, it's hard to make money. When you make no money, you want to close your business, which is why you need to set a little bit aside when you're starting a company. So when the going gets tough and you're not making any money, you don't get discouraged and shut down your business. You just don't want to even go there. So make sure you've put some money aside and make sure you start by thinking about pricing, not as your number one goal. And I know this sounds kind of weird, but pricing should not be your focus. You need to focus on building a customer base. Building that customer base might come at a very low cost, or it might even come free. I've tried the free angle, and I can tell you it works very, very well. Mostly for the first few customers or the first few months, depending on the kind of business model you're running. It works phenomenally if you do a good job, because whoever you're working with in the beginning, they will more than likely tell other people about you and use you again. And you can maintain lifelong customers through that model. That's just starting for free to build a brand. It is a concept that works and has been used by major multi-billion dollar companies like Facebook. When it started, everything was free. They weren't monetizing. And the list goes on, and companies that have grown significantly big because they didn't worry about the money in the beginning, and they were just worried about building a brand and getting people to talk about them because they were providing a good service. So I want you to think about that. If you want to start with money, that's fine, but maybe a lower fee in the beginning till you can build it up and ramp up. Now, after you've ramped up, you can increase your price because your brand is out there. But also consider convenience. Between pricing and convenience, as I mentioned, those are the two big things that you need to worry about when building a business from a pricing perspective. Convenience is super important because most customers consider convenience more important than money. If you are making it easier, simpler, faster, quicker, much more convenient for a customer to perform a certain action, they will love your product. For example, with Founder Centered, I'm making it super easy and convenient for founders to connect with people who want to help them. For an e-commerce company, you might be making it super easy and quick for customers to buy a certain product that is not readily available to them based on their geography, just like my last company did. Everything has to be tied to convenience and customer service, customer satisfaction. Make sure you focus on that in the beginning. Focus on that very, very logically and strategically, because that is the foundation of your company. If you mess up on either one of those two things in the beginning, you are likely not going to exist. So pricing and convenience, focus on that when starting your business. Super important. Now that we focused on everything from your passion idea down to pricing your product or service, let's talk about how do you get out into the market. Now, the only thing you need to worry about at this point is building your story. Your story is what will open doors for you. You guys have all seen the videos on social media, on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and so on and so forth. Just moving stories of companies that have started, or just moving stories of people and their life. Stories open doors. It is very important that you build up your story to be something worth listening to. and it should be based on passion. Now, if you're telling a passionate story, it will not fall on deaf ears. People will listen to you, they will be drawn to you, they will be attracted to your product or your service, and they will utilize it as long as you're truthful and you're utilizing the passion that you started this business with to tell your story. I can guarantee you, your business will be around for as long as you want it to be around. And as long as you pay attention to your customers with their pricing and with convenience, you will be around till the end of time, just depending on whenever you want to stop. That story that you tell on how you build your business needs to come from within. It needs to be passionate. Tell that story to your customers, to people you're trying to draw to your business, to partners, and watch your business grow. Form relationships and partnerships with companies and people in order to grow that business to the next level, and watch exactly how you do. And trust me, you will do great things. Utilize this information to start your business, grow your business, and succeed in your business. And just watch, you will have nothing to worry about because you work for yourself and you're passionate about what you do. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Before you take your brain on an amazing journey applying what you just learned, here is what the lawyers are forcing me to tell you. And you know, you have to listen to the lawyers. So here goes. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational and informational entertainment purposes only. I'm a serial entrepreneur, as you know it, and I have a ton of personal experience in the school of entrepreneurship and hard knocks, but I am not a licensed teacher, therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for you to get more information and absorb more from other people. In fact, I encourage you to always learn more and seek out various viewpoints and opinions from people you trust and people who want you to succeed. Remember, it all ends well with faith. Stay blessed and humble to learn, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.